The time period of the Iran hostage crisis was November 4th, 1979. 52 American diplomats were being held captive in Tehran. They held them for 44 days. Americans tried to escape, probably failed, but tried. This hostage crisis is universally considered a violation of diplomatic immunity. Tension between Iran and the U.S. stemmed from an increase in conflict over oil. President Jimmy Carter was unable to resolve the crisis. He ordered a disastrous rescue mission on April 24, 1980. But in result of this, 8 U.S. military were killed and no hostages rescued. The Iran people's were conservative. The 52 Americans were imprisoned. The leader who was in charge had his people be violent to the hostages. Shah, who was 60, was overthrown. Then Ayatollah stepped in. The Americans were exiled after 44 days of being held hostage. Before the Americans were held captive, they wore their regular daily clothes. Then they got captive. They wore shirts, khakis, jeans, belts, and white tees. 52 Americans were now hostages. A male leader during the crisis named Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, age 86, he became the new leader of this hostage crisis when Shah was overthrown. Shah, age 60, was a leader until he had to come back to America and test for cancer. The Americans experienced captivity, Shah experienced being overthrown, and Ayatollah experienced being the new ringleader of the whole situation. The Iranian hostage crisis was a diplomatic standoff between the United States and Iran. 2 weeks after the storming of the embassy, the Ayatollah began to release all non-U.S. captives and all female and minority Americans. Iran's political and religious leader took over the hostage situation, refusing all appeals to release the hostages, even after the UN Security Council demanded an end to crisis in an unanimous vote. The remaining 52 captives remained at the mercy of the Ayatollah for the next 14 months.